Well, we're always excited for baptisms, and so Carter, I'm going to let you just start us off.
Well, good morning, church. What a privilege it is to be up here today. I love baptisms. This one's obviously just really special to me. And I didn't even know until a few years ago that you could baptize your own kids. So it's pretty cool. I just want to thank, like Sean said, you know, all of you who have prayed for Sam, you know, for him to come to know the Lord, and just thankful for this church, and you know, all that Miss Laura and the others that work with the children have poured in to these kids. It's so important, such a big deal, and you know, even you know, Jonathan and Monica and all that the youth workers do with the youth. I mean, one thing, I think there's a lot of things our church gets right, but one thing they get right is just how they pour into the children and the youth in this church. And just so thankful for that. And and just so thankful that God has saved Sam, and just want to give him all the glory for what he's done. So with that said, Sam didn't want to give a speech or anything, so, just want to ask him a couple of questions. So, Sam, you believe that you're a sinner?
Yes.
And that Jesus came to save you from your sin?
Yes.
And you accepted him as your Savior?
Yes.
And your desire is to just serve him and follow him and surrender your life to him? All right. So, my son and my brother in Christ, I baptize you in the name of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
This is my new friend, Layla. She's come to be part of our church here recently. She's got a story, like many of us, of kind of a pursuit of God from an early age. She had been introduced to the church and the idea of God early on, and said through life, she's got to a point where she had some animosity. She felt some animosity between her and God. There was something dividing her, and recently, she wasn't okay with that, and she began again a pursuit to know God personally. And it's so cool because Caden goes to school with her, and she was speaking of Caden Williams earlier, saying, "I saw in Caden a real Christian, someone in what today's society would be difficult to do, but someone who was faithful and loved the Lord." And she was drawn to that. And so one night, she was unable to go to the church that she was going to and asked Caden, would it be okay if I came with you to youth? And Caden said no, but she came anyways. No. Caden said, yes, we would love to have you. And so Layla came, and she came on our winter retreat, and she said it was there that she realized to know God, it has to be through a relationship in Jesus Christ. And so she's coming today through obedience. I love just talking to her just a few times. Her pursuit of God is in his word. And it's not just to know God that way, but she was reading in such a way, and the one word, if you know it, Layla, is so she could be obedient to what she's reading. And I said, man, I wish Christians were that way, that we would read God's word in order to know him, in order to be obedient to him. So she's coming today to make her public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And you want to say anything? Would you like to pray?
Yeah.
She said she'd like to pray earlier.
Okay. If you would bow your heads and pray with me, please. Dear God, I thank you so much for all you've done for me and all of the wonderful people that you've brought into my life that have been able to show yourself through them, like Caden, and those who support my journey with you, like Miss Kathy. And I thank you so much for all you've done for me, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for everything, and I couldn't do it without you. Amen.
Amen. Your profession of faith, it is my privilege to now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son,
and Holy Spirit.
You know, Layla was already, that's the pre-ritual. Layla, when she started searching for God, started reading God's word. And, you know, and I would say all real Christians do that. And that's something, if you want to follow God, how can you follow God if you don't know what he's saying? If you want to know who God is, are you going to get the information from somebody off the street? Or are you going to see what he says about himself? And she sought for the Lord in his word, and she found it, and God brought people around that could show some stability and show the evidence of that. And that's very similar for Sebastian. Sebastian has been reading his Bible, and he's been searching for God, and he came to a place where he came to realize that this world is unsafe without the Lord, and God loves him and will protect him and will guide him. And so you realize that God loves you and Christ died for you.
Yes.
And you have come to the place where you've embraced that and you have given your life to serve Christ.
Yes.
And so because of that, I am going to baptize you into the family of God, which you're already a member of. So, Sebastian, I baptize you, my brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And once again, I just want to point out that, you know, it's not like God just all of a sudden just, boom, pops into his life. He's got parents who were reading the Bible with him. He's got parents that were sharing about Christ and bringing him to a place where he could be connected with God's family. That's something to be grateful for, isn't it? That's something to be grateful for. And we're grateful to see the fruit of that come here. And now we've got Faith, who's going to come down, and Faith came here to be a part of our youth group many years ago, and now she is back with a beautiful little girl and a new heart. And so, you wanted to say a few things? Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I'm very nervous right now, so I just want to say that. I'm nervous. I don't like speaking in big crowds, so this is very hard for me. I have gotten baptized before whenever I was younger, I was a teenage back then, and that was my rebellious stage where I was doing what I wanted in the world. As Bill said, I had a little girl, and she kind of gave me that urge to come back to the church so I can grow her up in the faith. So I was reading the book of John, and John was basically explaining or baptizing his disciples. And so the scribes and the Pharisees had came, and they were just doing it to do it. And so John stopped them and was like, hey, if your heart's not into it, you shouldn't be doing it. And so whenever I had read that, I got heavily convicted about it, because I felt in my first baptism, my heart wasn't in the right place. I was doing it for my own selfish reasons. But now that I am here, and I am walking in the faith, and trusting in God, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. But trusting the Lord with my life, and I just want to commit myself to him and allow him to be Lord over my life, and obey him in his word. So that's what I'm here for.
good. I'm gonna add one thing before I baptize her. I was the youth pastor when Faith was in the youth, and she had a time when God was speaking to her. And I guess neither one of us know whether or not that was planting seeds or what that was, but those seeds have stayed and grown. And I have prayed for her for many, many years. And it was funny because God just impressed on me Faith, and so I started praying for her. And then that very Sunday, I came walking down that aisle and I saw her with that little girl, and of course she's not a little girl herself anymore, so I didn't recognize her. And I went over and I said, it's nice to meet you, you got a beautiful little girl, I'm Bill. And she goes, I'm Faith. And I thought, you are Faith. I said, you know, it's really funny that God put you on my heart, and I was praying for you this week. And I just saw that struck you when I said that. And I think that gave a little affirmation to you that you were where God wanted you to be. And I just watched you over the next months really find what God had put on your heart to look for. And I saw that it's not a child that maybe got touched and wanted some things from God, but it was a woman that understood the gospel and realized that her life was in the kingdom. And so because of that, I am very excited to baptize you into God's family. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, I know as many of you do, because we pray for our kids, I know many of you prayed for Faith, and that was just as exciting for you as it was for me. So let's just pray. Father, you are so good, and we are so grateful that you love us and that you work in our lives, and that your goal for us is to be a part of your family, to know you and to love you and to serve you and to be free from all the things that make us prisoners in our emotions and in our thinking, that just keep us from real life. And I'm grateful that you have set these four people free. And we're grateful, Lord, that you've set us free to know you, to love you, and to find the joy in Christ. In Christ's name we pray, amen.